Global markets find relief as Chinese coronavirus cases see the smallest daily February rise. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. European shares are higher this morning, taking a cue from their Asian counterparts. China's benchmark Shanghai Composite Index, Hong Kong's Hang Seng, and Japan's Nikkei all rose between 7-tenths and 8-tenths of a percent today. That's after China's National Health Commission reported the number of confirmed coronavirus infections in mainland China increased by more than 2,000. That's the lowest daily rise so far this month. Investors appear optimistic the efforts to contain the spread of the virus are starting to pay off, but that's in contrast with forecasts for sharp economic impacts from the outbreak. Janet Moy, global economist at Cazenove Capital, explains why.
Market participants already anticipate a sharp hit to the Chinese economy in the first quarter, but then equally, I think they're expecting a decent rebound in the second quarter of this year. So I think market is just pricing in a very short impact. So that's why markets, I think, they are recovering from the recent sell-off.
Do you think we'll see any significant structural changes to either the Chinese or the global economy as a result of this virus outbreak?
I don't think there will be significant changes, but I think there will be some habit or investment changes in China. For example, I think that one of the more resilient sectors amid this outbreak is the online retail sector, online catering sector. I think companies are going to put more investment into this sector because they see that the online platform is very resilient, even in times of uncertainty.
So while there may be short-term disruption, how quickly do you think business can get back to normal in China?
We are already seeing reports that the factories are coming back online this week. Companies are starting to increase the capacity. For example, Foxconn, which is the phone maker for Apple in China, they are already starting production at 40 to 60% capacity. I mean, it's still lower than normal, but I think if there are more evidence that this outbreak is contained, then I think they're going to ramp up their capacity. So I think production will eventually be ramped up back to normal in, say, a month's time.
How worried are you about people, workers in China specifically, being cautious enough to stay home longer than maybe they might need to? You know, we've seen several reports today. Sweden's central bank, for example, warned about an economic impact of this virus. We've seen viral experts say that they're worried about the continued spread of it. So could that force people to stay home and potentially lengthen the economic impact we could see?
More people will be working from home, staying working from home for longer. So there could be some economic impact. But according to the news report, actually, the number of new cases in Wuhan has started to fall. So I think that's pretty good news that there are signs that it is being contained. So gradually, businesses will have to get back to normal. And we hope that it will be back to normal in a month's time.
Janet Moy, global economist at Cazenove Capital. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Nissan this morning filed a lawsuit against its former chairman, Carlos Ghosn. The Japanese car giant is seeking $90 million in damages over its former boss's alleged financial misconduct. The BBC's Matthew Davis has more.
Nissan says the $90 million it's seeking in the lawsuit filed in a Yokohama district court is just the beginning. The company expects the amount to increase as it looks to recover the fines it expects to pay to Japanese regulators because of Mr. Ghosn's alleged actions. Carlos Ghosn, who denies any wrongdoing, had been facing criminal charges in Japan for understating his annual salary and misusing company funds, but he fled to Lebanon in December. Nissan, Japan's number two automaker, also says it may pursue a separate legal action over what it called groundless and defamatory remarks Mr. Ghosn made in a recent news conference in Beirut. At that conference, Mr. Ghosn made reference to a handful of unscrupulous, vindictive individuals. It's thought Mr. Ghosn is worth around $120 million. I'm the BBC's Matthew Davis for Marketplace.
Argentina is preparing for crucial debt talks with the IMF today. The third largest Latin American economy received a record $57 billion 2 years ago in exchange for government reforms and budget cuts. The goal was to alleviate pressure on the country's economy, but President Alberto Fernandez, who came to office last year, campaigned against the IMF's package. The BBC's Daniel Gallas has more.
Argentina and the IMF will start negotiations in Buenos Aires, and both parties will do everything they can to avoid the D word, default. The new president, Alberto Fernandez, promised he would get a full renegotiation of the debt approved by Argentinian Congress before the end of next month. But that would mean debt holders will have to accept some sort of haircut in their payments, or at least a big delay. Negotiations are likely to be tense because of the president's strong rhetoric against the fund. Also, union groups are promising to stage protests in Buenos Aires against the IMF. Argentina has probably the most turbulent of any relationships with the fund. Just over a decade ago, the country defaulted on its debt with the IMF. But this time around, the situation is much worse in the economy, with a deep recession and high levels of unemployment and inflation. I'm the BBC's Daniel Gallas for Marketplace.
Finally, Spanish workers might think twice before taking coffee or smoking breaks. A court ruled energy companies can deduct staff pay for those out-of-office trips. The trade union that brought the case plans to appeal the decision. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.